Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, gold and silver from the Comstock built San Francisco. Are we going to see that kind of wealth coming out of the Comstock again? On the program today, the president and CEO of Comstock Mining, Corrado De Gasperis, is here. Plus on the Power Punter panel today, Marlon Hawkins, Fred Locken, and Allison Galden. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time, Corrado De Gasperis, who is president and CEO of Comstock Mining. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
For those that may not be from the North Nevada area that are watching or listening to this show, you have a mine that is located in Storey County, which is near Virginia City, to give it some kind of placement, about 30 miles from Reno. Tell us the extent of this mine.
Okay. The entire land position is about 6,000 acres. It starts just south of Virginia City and actually transcends right down through Devil's Gate and into Lyon County. So I would say 70% of our land position is in Storey County, and about 30% is in Lyon County.
Now, a lot of people might think that this is a new project, but actually you've been working on this, 8 years?
Yeah, the company was formed in 2003. The path to where we are today wasn't always so straight, sometimes bumpy, but in the end, it was the consolidation of a very meaningful part of the Comstock Mining District, and We have put the land together. We have now over 30 mining professionals in the company. We're scheduled to go into production at the end of this year, and we've identified and quantified over 3 million ounces of gold, in the area that we're working in. The starting operation is relatively small scale.
Let me ask you this, because I've been wondering for a long time, and now we're starting to see it, as the mining industry, with the price of gold so high, they may not be producing as much gold as they were, but they're finding the more difficult gold to get after.
Right, right.
That's what you're looking at too, correct?
Sort of, yeah. The Comstock is unique, right? It's called an epithermal bonanza grade district.
Okay, you're gonna have to explain that.
Yeah, I will, because throughout Nevada, you have a lot of companies finding the more difficult, lower grades of gold, and of course, course, that means a lot more tons for less gold. But in a bonanza grade district, you have much, much higher grades of gold. So believe it or not, there's companies, very, very successful companies in Nevada producing 0.01 ounce per ton and making money. We found gold at greater than an ounce per ton. Our largest discovery was 3.5 ounces per ton, you know, literally 350 times more than that other example. So because you have such higher grades, you can actually mine on smaller scales and get the same or if not more, you know, gold and silver.
And you were saying to me before we started the interview that you actually have doubled the amount of gold that you believe and silver that is there.
Yes. Yesterday we announced that our resource went from 1.6 million, you know, gold equivalent ounces to just about 3 million. That's staggering. It was like a 94% increase in the resource. And we've only drilled on a very, very tiny fraction of our property. It's about 9 or 10%.
And it's entirely gold and silver that you're
It's gold and silver. I think for every ounce of gold that we find, there's about 10 ounces of silver. So in effect, we actually have over 20 million ounces of silver.
Okay, what was the price of gold when the company started on this project?
Okay, so when the company was founded, it was about $350 an ounce. So there was some vision, you know, for the future there. I wasn't part of that. I've been involved with the company for about 2 years, and when I joined the company, it was about $1,000 an ounce, which was quite robust at the time. Gold recently hit $1,900 an ounce and currently is about $1,650.
Okay, so I guess my question would be, at what point is it profitable for you to be able to extract the gold? Because obviously at some point we hope the economy is going to recover.
Yeah.
That means that the likelihood is that the price of gold will go down again.
Yeah.
So what price economically does gold have to maintain for your project to be successful?
Right. So we have scenarios, right, and they tend to be a little bit smaller. We have scenarios where we could profitably mine gold at $600 an ounce. We at one point thought that $850 was sort of an optimal level, where we wouldn't constrain what we were mining. And so once you get past 850, it's really just it's just that much more profitable.
Do you already have clients lined up to purchase gold?
Now, we don't have specific clients, but we do have, we've had engagements with refiners who just buy all that you can produce. And so, you know, Johnson Matthey, for example, is a big refiner that will buy all the gold produced. We're exploring some very interesting opportunities. People have asked us extensively if we'll mint coins, if we'll mint some limited editions of historic Comstock coins. You know, there's such a history with the Morgan dollar, the Japanese using Comstock silver to coin the empire's silver in the late 1800s. People are very interested in that. There's also been some talk about storing gold in Nevada rather than, you know, exporting it and selling it. So it's very easy to sell it. It's very fast. But there's some unique opportunities with the Comstock that we think might be different for us.
All right, let's take a break. More on this fascinating topic when we come back.
Thank you.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play for monster cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino, your places to play and win.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning.
information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Played for Monster Cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Your places to play and win.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Corrado De Gasperis, who is the president and CEO of Comstock Mining, opening up a mine in the historic mining area of the Comstock, the built San Francisco. This project has not been without controversy, and it would be silly to have this interview and not discuss this. A lot of people who live up in the Comstock, in Gold Hill and Silver City, are very concerned about this project, especially if it goes forward as an open pit mining project. Right. And in fact, I believe the County Commission has already said that they don't want to allow open pit mining in Story County. Are you prepared to go forward with this project if it has to be underground mining?
Sure. Okay. So the majority of the Comstock and the majority of the geology is deeper underground, much more conducive to underground mining, which everybody seems to adore. there's a couple of areas where we have immediately near surface minerals that are very, very easy to extract with minimal disruption, that we've actually already gotten permit and approval for by the county. Commissioner Hess's comment was they're not so in favor of the proliferation of open mining and would much prefer underground. I think philosophically we agree with that totally. So we're going to start with an open mine in the most southerly part of the district, and we actually have a notion of a second one in Lyon County, and we feel there's support for both of those. Those activities would then fund, deeper, further exploration to get back to, if you will, the underground mining.
What's been the relationship with the population as you've had these discussions?
Well, there has been a lot of concern by the most local residents. I would say Gold Hill for Story County and Silver City in Lyon County. We've been very, very engaged. There was a lot of real fear. There was a lot of real misunderstanding in terms of what our plans were. And we've been working very, very hard to communicate. We just went through a permitting process where not only did we get unanimous approval for extended drilling, but we were able to communicate very, very effectively most of the plans, what we've been doing in terms of engaging the community, restoration of historical buildings, etc., that I think calmed a lot of the fears down. There still are very serious concerns that we're addressing on a daily basis, and mainly it's through communication and dialogue, but we feel that we're becoming more engaged with the residents to be part of the solution rather than just conflict.
One of the things that you did was purchase the historic Gold Hill Hotel and all of its buildings.
Yeah.
How does a mining company suddenly become a historical hotel?
we said all along that we want to be more than a mining company, and so I guess we have to show that rather than say it. The hotel, we think, is one of the crown jewel historical assets on the Comstock. They're one of the real fears, and I think justified from former mining companies, was that we're going to destroy historic structures. I mean, we're appalled by that notion, and so the hotel was acquired as an opportunity. We're not out seeking, but it was we understood that it was up for sale. We couldn't have been more thrilled to buy it. It came with four or five cottages that are in the complex. We recently just hired a new chef, and we're very excited, about the economic development of Gold Hill. There's no concept of open pit mining up in Gold Hill, zero. And that's clearly was a fear and a misunderstanding. And so we're very interested to be part of the tourism part of the economy. We're interested to be part of the economic restoration part of the Comstock, and frankly, we've seen that as an area that's been lacking. You know, there's been a sort of a retarded decay, a delayed decay of all these historical buildings, and there's sort of an acknowledgement that that's about all we can do. I think that's ridiculous. I mean, we can restore these old mills. We can restore some of the structures that could be. I mean, Gold Hill is beautiful. I live on Gold Hill. Gold Hill is beautiful, but it could be better. It could be more developed, and we're very interested to support that.
I wanted to go back to talking about the price of gold, because in the break there, I started to make a comment, and you said you wanted to counter it. You know, one of the concerns that I would imagine would be that the price of gold is not going to be, you know, it's not going to be sustained at this level once we have economic recovery in this country,
right.
and gold prices would start to drop back again. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a complex question. The world has changed dramatically. So any historical analysis of gold prices becomes very less relevant. First, let me say gold hasn't, its inflation-adjusted high in 1980 was $2,200.
Correct.
So we're not even close to the high, number one.
Well, I don't know. It hit 1900, so you're not.
We're close to the high. Thank you. We got close to the historical high. But the more profound point, right, is that, you know, the Western economies relative to the emerging economies are in a completely different place in the world. And they haven't been well managed. So we're not pessimists. We're optimists. We believe in American recovery. We're a big part of it. But even 3-4% growth, which any president or presidential candidate would cry for, won't grow us out of the fiscal problem. $14 trillion of debt, $1.5 trillion of deficit. And Europe's in worse case than the U.S. by far, right? And so structurally, the only solution that they've come up with is to print money. And we're looking at, you know, with the money supply, we're looking at gold prices at $5,000, $7,300 that are practical, completely rational.
$5,000?
Without question. I'm not predicting those numbers, but I am absolutely agree with the trend. Right now, the other thing you get is volatility, which scares people. It goes like this, right?
And for those listening on the radio, it's going up and down.
Up and down. Sorry, you know, I mean, extremely up and down, right? And so when you go from 1900 to 1600, from 1100 to 1500, I mean, it's breathtaking. But the investors who are serious about the metals look at the long term, and they see it as a net uptrend, and it'll always be a net trend until monetary policy is fixed, and until real interest rates go above 2%. Today, they're minus 1%. So macroeconomically, we don't see anything that stops the trend from moving up until those two things are corrected. Now,
and that's where we got to leave it. We're out of time. But please come back and continue this conversation. It's quite fascinating.
Thank you, sir.
And good luck
with
your project. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thank you.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. Technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Ah, you can't smell it right now, but you will the minute you walk into Asian Noodles Hot Pot Fondue. Bring your friends and experience Reno's only Asian Hot Pot Fondue restaurant. Here is how it works. First, First, you choose your favorite soup base, and then you choose from a huge selection of sliced meats, seafood, and vegetables. That's when your imagination takes over as you cook up your selections right at your table in any combination. It's great food and a great time with your friends. Asian Noodle Hot Pot Fondue is in the Costco Shopping Center on Plum Lane in Reno.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 wings.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Allison Galdon is vice president with Planned Parenthood. And Mylon Hawkins, vice president of Interface Computer Associates. Pleasure to have you all here. Fred, that was a very, I thought, interesting interview with Corrado there, talking about the price of gold potentially rising to $5,000 to $7,300 an ounce from where it sits today, and basing it on the growth of the economy, the worldwide situation, economic policy not being fixed.
You know, in hearing that, it's just mind-numbing. What that represents for what would be the collapse of the global economy to drive gold that high. And yet, nothing is being resolved either domestically or internationally. And I know that there are a growing number of people that suggest that after the holidays, we could be seeing a phenomenal collapse of the international economy. So, I mean, it's scary, but I think he's got some growing backing in the logic that it could grow to $5,000 to $7,000 an ounce.
That's very scary, but the reality is we're seeing it every day as our Congress does not get anything done in terms of fixing monetary policy, the manipulation, potentially the inflation, the interest rates.
Yeah, it's something I really don't understand. It's kind of interesting to think of miners or gold, silver miners as economists who, you know, really are watching how that impacts how we do business and how that it affects, you know. You're right. How policy is affected by and affects the gold prices and how our whole entire economy is based on it. And it's the globe is shrinking, you know, all of these different policies and Europe not being stable and America not being stable. We haven't been stable and we're heading for a crash, I think.
We talked about this 3 years ago, and I said, if we get out of it in 3 years, we will be lucky. And you said, do you think it'll really take that long? And I said, yes. But it's going to take longer, unfortunately. And I don't know what strange beast is slouching toward Bethlehem right now for this nation and for the world.
When you look at it, I mean, you look at the most stable areas, it's really Southeast Asia. You know, China in particular.
Although there are now rumblings of concerns about China, and that could be the trigger after the first of the year. Corruption is just so out of control. They have one individual who apparently marshaled off over $4 billion out of the $38 billion budget for the high-speed rail, for instance. It's because there is so much money to be made in China. Various bureaucrats are getting very creative. That's bound to have pushback, and we're always teetering on that edge of the collapse of the flat Earth. And that would be a further hugely destabilizing factor, but no one's controlling this. You know, we talked about the Cold War and the evils of the Cold War, but it was a structure, and we haven't replaced it with an alternative structure.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to our next topic, which is the interesting announcement yesterday from Governor Chris Christie throwing his support behind Governor Romney right before the debate. Your thoughts on that and what the net effect was on that debate?
I think it's going to help Romney solidify his position. I don't know. I'd much rather see John Huntsman run, but...
Well, he's running. He's just not running very far or very fast.
Yeah, he's running, but he's not going to make it.
No. So. He's not going to be the fair-haired boy. And I think what we see in the Republican Party right now is... the rank and file will fall in line behind whoever the powers that be have selected as the person that they want to see head the team. And if you look at the rest rest of the Republican field at the moment. The established Republican institution is not going to really support any of the other players. And one always follows the money. And Romney will have the money, and the people will move forward. Unlike the Democrats that herd cats, it's totally a different ballgame.
Republicans are in a real mess, though. I mean, this is interesting. They're not galvanizing. There are a significant number of Republicans that are uncomfortable with Romney for a variety of reasons. There's so many still in the race. It's very fractured. And this is a party that's really struggling with coming together, and it hasn't seen the candidate that it does want to galvanize behind.
But with Christie making that move, I think that was a very important move. In fact, I sent an email to somebody yesterday who's part of the Romney camp saying that, you know, all you need now is Sarah Palin's endorsement and you're done.
Well, he is expected to do extremely well in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. That will be hopefully the launch. But, you know, there was an expectation of anointment for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that all fell apart in the primary caucus season. Someone could still kind of, you know, wire something completely different and upset that. I think Romney has earned his stripes. I think he represents a level of experience and competence, and especially his business acumen, all of which would help the Republicans this year. But it's just not the candidacy that's exciting.
Herman Cain also has business experience and is, you know, creating a lot of buzz with his populist themes.
Yes, but you can't run government like a business as much as you'd like to. It's not a business. And so there are too many people who are supportive of his issues. But I don't know that he's going to get enough traction. I think Mylan's right that Romney has the stripes, Romney has the dollars, and so...
And you're not getting on the Cain train. All right, that's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's Ashley Furniture Home Store's Columbus Day 5 for 5 event. Get an extra 5% off for every $500 you spend. Or get a free HD TV with qualifying purchase. Or choose up to 5 years interest-free financing. And they're only available at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Exposure to asbestos causes serious and fatal diseases, such as mesothelioma, lung cancer, and asbestosis, and is responsible for over 5,000 deaths per year in the United States alone. Unfortunately, veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces who served to protect our country and people who worked in the construction industry building our country are at greater risk for developing asbestos-related cancer and mesothelioma. With over 20 years of experience, the attorneys at the Asbestos Legal Center have assisted victims of asbestos-related diseases and their families and have recovered over $100 million for their client. The Asbestos Legal Center is pleased now to offer you this free booklet, The Asbestos Disease Handbook, as well as a free consultation. Please call us at 1-800-970-DUST. That's 1-800-970-3878. We look forward to assisting you.
What?
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At GlassPro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty only at GlassPro.
Did you know every cigarette contains over 4,000 chemicals and toxins that can cause cancer? Let's clear the air for the planet and your body. Make a smart choice. Don't smoke.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Our next broadcast, Tony Santo will be here, the gaming legend. He's president and CEO of Santo Gaming. I'll talk about him. See you on the next broadcast.